stage lights dazzle my eyes. Again I'll drink all the smiles.
Ihr hört Radio Dreieckland mit Fokus International. In der kommenden Stunde senden wir ein Interview mit den Autorinnenkollektiv Nesabora Vljenigrad aus Bosnien. Marco und Alisa von dem Autorinnenkollektiv berichten von der Arbeit an ihrem Buch über den Partisanenfriedhof bzw. Monumentpark im bosnischen Mostar, der nach jahrzehntelanger Vernachlässigung und Zerstörung nun renoviert wird. Außerdem sprechen sie über die Erinnerung an den antifaschistischen Kampf im heutigen Bosnien und werfen einen Blick auf eine von dem Autorinnenkollektiv organisierten Curated Walk zum Denkmal für die Opfer des faschistischen Terrors im bosnischen Bihać. Eine Produktion von Radio Solidarnost bei Pi Radio Berlin.
Nesabora Vljenigrad, das ist ein Autorenkollektiv, das ein Buch geschrieben hat über die Wahrnehmung in der Bevölkerung Mostars über das im Stadtzentrum Mostars liegende Partisanendenkmal, ein Friedhof und Partisanendenkmal, Memorial Park, in einem, der seit 25 Jahren sehr vernachlässigt wird. Wir haben darüber gesprochen, wie sich die Gruppe gefunden hat, wie sie angefangen haben, das Buch zu schreiben, was sie dabei für Erfahrungen gemacht haben, wenn sie mit den Leuten aus Mostar gesprochen haben über ihren Zugang zu diesem Denkmal. Wir haben uns übrigens schon mal mit diesem Denkmal in Mostar befasst, nämlich in Sendung Nummer 32 im Oktober 2017, aha, also vor ziemlich genau einem Jahr. Damals war das ganze Ding noch in einem sehr schlechten Zustand, überwachsen, voll mit Graffitis, voll mit Müll. Dieses Frühjahr hat sich daran etwas geändert und auch über diese Renovierungsarbeiten sprechen wir jetzt zuerst mit Marco von Nesabora Vljenigrad.
We never organized everything in an official way. Everything was unofficial. The whole initiative came out because we wanted to do something. So basically, there was no higher initiative that connected all these people, but our own action. So that's why we don't have a formal name. But actually, when we finished the whole project, when we finally finalized the book, and everything, then we applied to a certain grant coming from Germany to finance the publication of the book, because we couldn't additionally pay that from our own pockets. So, and that's what the foundation did, actually. They covered the publication, the printing. And that's why we are not selling the book in the first place. We are just giving it to the people who participate in the workshops that we organize, or if somebody is dealing with the monument, we also gladly give the book, but book is also available online so that everybody can get the access and everybody can read, whoever wants to read the book in the first place. So when we applied for that funding, then we had some sort of an official name, and it was called Anti-Fascists Are Saving the Monument. I think that was the name of the group. Yeah. The full name of the group was Youth Is Saving the Anti-Fascist Monuments. Yeah, that was the name of the group, and we just invented it because we needed it for the application. But basically, yeah, there was nothing formal about us or about anything else.
You said you are active in Mostar, and you published this book about the partisan cemetery, partisan monument in Mostar. What do you think makes this monument special? And during the last 25 years after the official commemoration of that were taking place there, how is it treated today? How do people in Mostar approach this anti-fascist heritage?
So the monument, this monument is very, so I will talk from the local perspective, because I'm coming from the local perspective, and as an anthropologist, I always like to emphasize that local perspective. So the monument is actually very special for the people from Mostar on various ways, because many people lived with that monument since they were 3 or 4. And then they continued living with it throughout that period and sometimes living with it even now when it's in this condition that it is. So I mean, but of course, saying this means I'm referring actually to a little bit older people now who went through that period of Yugoslavia. And for these people, the monument really represents a lot, as the book actually shows. Because according to people from Mostar, this monument was one of the two monuments that you would take your guests to. This was also the place where people from Mostar were coming constantly and hanging out and just enjoying the place. So many personal memories are associated with this wonderful monument, if you ask me. And this is all documented through the book, as you will see. Regarding the younger generations and youth from Mostar today, the monument is still special. So there are those people who organize cleanings of the monument. There are people who are organizing some sort of performances. There are people who are just hanging out there, drinking with their friends or bringing their partners there. So monument is definitely used in all sorts of ways, even though this is not always represented in the media. And because of this reason, we decided to make this kind of book that actually demonstrates the complexity of this monument, primarily, but also the complexity of uses of this monument. Because if you just look at the media around and on the monument, you will actually think that the picture there is very simple and it's very binary. There are those who like it and those who don't like it. But the living reality is always far more complex. And that's why we wanted to show this complexity, to show how people actually didn't abandon this monument. It can be argued that only the officials did, but not people themselves. The monument still exists in their lives, so they are using it. It exists in their memories and their stories that they tell and retell to their friends, relatives, or children. Happened. Political representation changed, and therefore the way how we talk and we represent the monument also changed. But monument was used by the youth, both in the previous system, in socialist Yugoslavia, as it is actually now. Certain things changed, but monument is not completely abandoned by the people, as the media might suggest.
For a long period, the monument was, even when it was used, it was overgrowing, it was vandalized, it was destroyed. And now there are some efforts in Mostar to renovate it, or it was renovated. Where do you think this comes from, and do you think that it changes how people will in the future use or see this monument in the middle of the city?
Yes, definitely. Change is already evident. People who are working there as a security now, because security has been added to the monument. I was talking to them just recently, and they said that the whole season, the whole summer, so many tourists actually came. And I was informed that before the restoration, here and there, tourists would come, but they would be pretty much afraid of stepping in because everything looked so overgrown and abandoned. So they would feel fear, and they would not always go up and explore the space. And so definitely, first of all, in terms of tourists, it definitely changed. But tourists in their own way are also creating an atmosphere around that monument that is much more relaxed for even local people to step in, local people who don't actually come and visit the monument. Because, of course, even among the local people, we have those who don't come, but we have also those who do come. And what's really important to say is that this is not always related to their ethnic identities, which some people would assume. So definitely change in these terms definitely happened. Also, what happened was that several new activist things happened around the monument as well after the restoration. One was also organized partially by some of us doing working on this project, but also some other people who were not involved in the process of making of this. So and other things, just not having all those graffitis on the monument that existed before already creates the situation where people feel more secure to come and explore this area. So change is evident, but it is a little bit slow. And I think that only time will show and how the whole situation is going to develop, because we have elections in front of us. So the monument will probably be reused in a particular sense for certain interest groups. So we might expect more talk on the monument, maybe in a negative sense this time again. But soon after the elections pass, I think the process that we already started with the book and that people already started with the restoration will continue. So I think we can just expect more and more people going there and using this public space as their own space, because this is what it is. It is a public space that belongs to all of us.
Soweit Marco vom Autorinnenkollektiv Nezaburger Vienigrad, was so viel heißt wie unvergessliche Stadt, die ein Buch geschrieben haben über das Monument in Mostar und wie es heute genutzt wird. Wir haben auch noch mit Alisa gesprochen, die einen Curated Walk, haben sie es genannt, also eine Tour zu einem antifaschistischen Monument, das ist das Monument für die Opfer des faschistischen Terrors im bosnischen Bihać, organisiert hat, dort mit Schülerinnen und Schülern hingegangen ist. Sie haben darüber gesprochen, wie dieses Monument heute genutzt wird, welche Bedeutung es für Leute heute noch hat, und haben wir haben auch darüber gesprochen, wie im Allgemeinen das Gedenken, die Erinnerungskultur an das antifaschistische Erbe Bosniens aus der Zeit des Zweiten Weltkriegs heute aussieht, 25 Jahre nach dem Zusammenbruch des Sozialismus und mehr als 25 Jahre, in dem diese Denkmäler jedes Jahr oder mehrmals im Jahr ein wichtiger Ort waren. Dann würde ich sagen, machen wir weiter mit dem Interview mit Alisa.
You organized a curated walk in Garavice, the monument to the victims of fascist terror in Bihać. Can you tell us a bit about this monument, about the history of it, and what state it is in today?
So Memorial Park Garavice is a monument built in 1981 to commemorate victims of fascism killed in the Second World War by the Ustasha regime. And the monument was established by the Yugoslav government and designed by the famous Yugoslav architect of memorial architecture, Bogdan Bogdanovic. The exact number of victims is still not known, but by one document dating from the time of war. About 12,000 people lost their lives here, mostly Serbs, but also other national groups, such as Jewish and Roma people. So as the communists, as ideologically unfit at the time of occupation. There are also other monuments, smaller ones and modest ones at this location. For example, a stone panel from 1949 bearing the inscription about the data who did these crimes, to whom, and also it has a date. Also there is another one in the form of a large stone block, also bearing the inscription saying monument raised by the brotherly people of Lika, Kordun, and Bosanska Krajina. So I'm actually mentioning this because these monuments are clear evidence of commemorating practice before the war from the 19th at this extermination site. I would just like to point out it was an extermination site, not extermination camp. And so this these monuments, small monuments, are defining the today's opinion coming mostly from the top of Republika Srpska government, who uses this site for a propaganda material for about 2 years now. There is also a large number of private and public photographic and official video material that can go along with this statement. So as the memories from many people who witnessed the popularity of the site before the war from the 19th. So it was a very popular site to visit for students, tourists and locals in many different occasions, spanning from the official commemorations and some other state holidays to free activities. So during the last war from the 19th, some of the cenotaphs are damaged with shelling. And since then, the memorial is neglected and the cenotaphs are being vandalized and covered with graffiti and spray paint. Teams of this graffiti span from Turkish flag, SDA, political party. It is a national Muslim party here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Also some childish vandalism and other nationalistic slurs. And although it is important to mention the park is a national monument since 2011, and it is protected by the law, except the grazing sheep, there has been a little effort to protect and maintain this assembly. So we've organized this walk for the high school students and students of the first year of college to discuss about the history of the monument and its meaning, and also about its current usage and contemporary socio-political situation. We approached them explaining various dimensions these monuments have, including segments such as their historical and current meaning, architectural and an aesthetic and anthropological value. We also wanted to find out what this monument represents for their generation and how they use its space and what are the margins of this usage.
Well, what did you find out about the high school students' approach to this monument and this heritage?
So it is Memorial Park Garavica is a public space, and it never went out from the usage. There are many regular visits from the locals, so as the tourists visiting this site and using it for a recreational stuff, so to say. like running, driving bicycle, also for some photographic sessions and stuff like that. But there aren't commemorations as there were in a period of a socialist Yugoslavia.
Down here there is company. Down here there is
company. You already mentioned it, during the war in the 90s, a lot of these anti-fascist monuments became targets. A lot of them were destroyed. And in the last 25 years or so, most of these monuments are neglected, in a bad state, are vandalized, just as it happened in Garavice. Do you think there are some efforts now by the authorities to restore some of the anti-fascist monuments? Or do you think there is a change in approaching the heritage of anti-fascism and liberation in Bosnia happening right now?
Yes, there are some efforts, but after the war, economic of this region really decreased. So there aren't financial. There isn't a financial support for the renovation. But there are smaller efforts to renovate this this heritage. But I also think that foreigners show a lot more of interest than people from this region do when it comes to this matter. That interest spans from academic papers and research to solo projects and regular visits. We also remember how did it all begin with a Belgian photographer who published his work online, and he showed the aesthetics of anti-fascist monuments. And since then, the interest for this form of heritage has rapidly increased and started to show everywhere in foreign and domestic media and academic research. So there is progress when it comes to this matter. People are generally questioning the official history and individual memories. They are also trying to comprehend new forms of usage of these public spaces through various sorts of artistic interventions, for example. Since they've entered, since this heritage, this form of heritage has entered in the era of altered socio-economical relations, and without certain political ideology, lost their meaning. By that I mean that no one celebrates the Fighters' Day anymore. So these are the platforms to look if trying to comprehend the situation when it comes to approaching to these monuments and the sites they commemorate.
And of course, your group is also raising awareness for these monuments and trying to get them back. I think not only in the into the mind of as you said, foreigners who are coming, but also of high school students from Bihać, I guess you invited.
That was the goal of the project of the book Masters for Kulia. We wanted to inspire, so to say, other younger generations to pay attention to this kind of heritage and to do something with it. Also, we didn't just want to stop at this book. We also wanted to create workshops, so to say. Also, this curated walks, for example, this one at Garavice. And as I said previously, we wanted to explore what does this heritage mean for this younger generation, and how can they use these public spaces in this contemporary situation.
Do you plan on, after Mostar and Bihać, do you plan on visiting other monument sites?
I really can't say nothing yet, because like this in the public, since we are in a phase of planning something, but not sure what the next step will be. So, but for sure, there will be similar activities in the future.
In Focus International bei Radio Dreieckland hörtet ihr ein Interview mit dem AutorInnenkollektiv Neza Boravljenigrad aus Bosnien, eine Produktion von Radio Solidarnost bei Pi Radio Berlin.
In all kinds of forms and figures, gliding through my free mind light as a feather. Out of time, your moves and your words are flowing into a lake of clear and peaceful water, quiet and safe. I come down finally, let mistrust and doubt go till I'm free. Oh,